Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. It's your choice if you work in a city hospital, roll up your sleeve, or get a swab up your nose every week. Here's Mayor de Blasio.
What we're doing is mandating for the folks who work in our public hospitals and clinics. They need to be safe. The people they serve need to be safe. So we're saying get vaccinated or get tested once every week.
All right. Right now, we want to take you live to one of those hospitals. Bellevue, our Sam Liebman is there. Sam.
Yeah, and Bridget, workers at Bellevue say there's one reason their colleagues who aren't vaccinated won't do it.
They feel it's not safe, that there are possible side effects that we don't even know about.
They also fear about the side effects.
Wendy, who works in radiology, says this new policy of get vaccinated or tested weekly isn't going to change any minds.
I don't think that it will change their minds, because I witnessed the same thing with the flu vaccine. There are people that refuse to take the flu, the very same people who refuse to take the flu vaccine and are willing to wear masks 24/7 before masks were mandated.
She says the only thing that may convince workers is the threat of losing one's job. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, live outside of Bellevue.
Hey, Sam, they're doing this, the mayor is, because of the rise in the number of Delta cases, right?
Yes, but, you know, hospitalizations are low and deaths are low. But, of course, most of the people getting sick, not just getting infected, but getting sick, are unvaccinated. So, of course, the hospitals are on the front lines of that. So, of course, it starts with preventing those hospital workers from getting sick. And you would think these are the same people who saw the worst of it. You know, at the height of COVID and the body bags piling up in storage outside the hospitals, yet that isn't enough. I spoke to one worker. All the people I spoke with were vaccinated and didn't know many who weren't. But one woman said it took getting sick with COVID to convince one of her coworkers to finally get the vaccine. But they say, yeah, this policy really has no teeth, except if there is a threat of losing their job.
Yeah, and that getting sick certainly convinces people. Sam Liebman at Bellevue. Sam, we thank you. To Staten Island now, where a teenager is nursing a gunshot wound today. It was about 7:45 last night when there was an argument between two groups at Broadway and South Street in West Brighton. Gunfire erupted. A 14-year-old was hit, rushed to Richmond University Medical Center, now reported in stable condition. No arrests have been made. The NYPD is searching for the suspect who punched a woman in the back of the head on a subway platform. This happened on the number 7 train platform at Grand Central last Thursday at about 10 p.m. The 60-year-old woman had to be taken to the hospital for injuries to her head and arm. The attacker took off on a northbound number 5 train. And cops on trains could be one of the topics as the MTA board meets today. Wearing masks on trains is on the agenda, too. Volunteers were handing them out in Brooklyn, Queens, and Manhattan this morning because compliance has been down lately. The MTA board could also discuss a fare hike, though CEO Pat Foy is expected to take out $17 million from next year's budget, thereby eliminating the need for another fare increase this year. Residents in Mastic Shirley on Long Island might want to practice their lassoing skills. That bull that broke free from a Manorville farm was still on the loose as of this morning. The Suffolk PD says it's getting reports of all kinds of sightings. If you see the bull, you are asked to call 911. After a sighting yesterday, cops had to close the Sunrise Highway. The bull ran away from a slaughterhouse and is believed to be somewhere in the woods, somewhere in Suffolk. A wrangler is working with Animal Rescue to try to capture the bull. And yes, they even have somebody on horseback with a lasso. We'll keep you up to date here at 1010 Winds, especially on any bull-related road closings with traffic and transit.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.